When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, off and running in today's edition of Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Sirius Channel 159, Lisi and Wetzel talking NFL for the next hour. It was a little quiet, Scotty, at the start of the week. We didn't think we would have big news, right? And all of a sudden, you wake up today, and the Pittsburgh Steelers deal George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys. And could that just potentially open up the door for good old Aaron Rodgers to walk into Mike Tomlin's office and say, guess what? I'm ready to play in 2025.
Unless it's a package deal, I was thinking just the opposite. I was thinking this is Aaron Rodgers saying, you know what, I'm not coming. So if that's the case, we're stuck with Mason Rudolph. And if that's the case, then we might as well just download and go get a top five, top 10 at worst pick for next season. I'm not the biggest George Pickens fan. I think he's a malcontent. This to me is addition by subtraction. It was pointed out, and it's true. You know, they hold on to him, Joe. They're going to get, and they lose him next year, they're going to get a compensatory pick, right around a third-round pick, right? So, I mean, they sped up the process, yes, but why not hold on to him for a year if you really don't want to keep him? Let him walk, get a third-round compensatory pick, and then boom, you're breaking even here. So they clearly wanted to get rid of this dude, unless it's Aaron Rodgers saying, listen, if I'm coming, I'm bringing my top two, three, four wide receiver buddies with me. But otherwise, why would you do that? To me, this is a sign that says Rodgers isn't coming.
Well, that was the second question, because there were reports that now George Pickens is gone. Alan Lazard, his good buddy with the New York Jets, is all of a sudden going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. And then let's just assume that's potentially the case. Is this any different in terms of Pittsburgh if Aaron Rodgers walks through the door than what the Jets had last year? Like my point is, if you're Pittsburgh and you're not sure whether or not you're a contender, you don't get rid of George Pickens. George Pickens and DK Metcalf potentially would above average quarterback play make you a better contender than without George Pickens in that lineup. Old man journeyman Alan Lazard and old man Aaron Rodgers walking into the locker room as the savior for the organization. There's no difference between this current situation with Pittsburgh and what they had last year with the New York Jets. You can argue, Scott, that potentially the Jets might have had a younger wide receiver core and potentially had more upside than now what the Steelers have with just DK Metcalf.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially with Davante Adams, after they picked him up, the Jets' wide receiving core was better last year than what the Pittsburgh Steelers would have had, right? But could you imagine Pickens and Metcalf in the same locker room? You know, maybe Metcalf will play second fiddle to a certain extent with Tyler Lockett, veteran player, been in Seattle for a long time. Okay. He's not playing second fiddle to George Pickens. No way. And then George Pickens thinks he's the greatest thing in the world. Meanwhile, he couldn't catch a cold, butt naked in Alaska. That would have been disastrous. I think that's Tomlin saying, listen, I've been down this road before. I've dealt with all these bozos. I'm not doing that again at 50 years old or whatever he is. So, to me, like I said, you could have held on to him. And you could still bring in Alan Lazard if it is an Aaron Rodgers thing and he wants to bring his buddy, right? You can never have too many wide receivers. It's not like Alan Lazard's a number one wide receiver. I don't even think he's a number two wide receiver, right? So, you know, I don't think it could have been, you got to get rid of this guy because I would have bring my guy in. I think it's the other way. I think it's Rodgers saying, no, I'm not coming.
All right, well, let me ask you this, though. If you're Pittsburgh, why didn't you make this move then on draft day to potentially get more bang for the buck? Right? Like, I mean, Dallas gives up what? In 26, a third-round draft pick. They send a 2027 draft pick to the Steelers, and they get back a 2027 sixth-round pick. So, really, it's basically a third-round pick next year. If you would have did this on draft day a couple weeks ago to potentially one of these teams looking to trade up for a wide receiver or take a wide receiver that were in desperate need, you might have gotten a second-round pick for them in this upcoming draft. You could have solidified yourself with a plug-and-play player this year as opposed to waiting for next year. And here's the other thing, too. We know that Pittsburgh potentially wants to run the football, right? They take on now, a new mentality with Caleb Johnson from Iowa. They get rid of Najee Harris. That moves on to the Chargers. Still want to run the football. With DK Metcalf and George Pickens, you have two of the best blocking wide receivers in the game. Why would you get rid of one of them to put yourself at a disadvantage?
Because he's a dope. You know, that's why. I mean, the only guy does is complain, get personal foul penalties. You remember Mike Tomlin at the end of the year telling the world that the kid needs to grow up? You don't do that in the public. You might do that behind the scenes, but he did it twice. Tomlin did last year with this guy. I think it was Tomlin just being fed up. It is a good point. You know, why do it now, especially in a draft which there really weren't that many great wide receivers, right? So you would have thought that they would have been able to get rid of him draft day. But maybe something happened. Maybe he complained. Maybe it was just one more thing, and the Steelers just said, that's it, final straw. We're done with this guy. Maybe they held out for more. They were holding out for a second-round pick, and no one would go there. So they finally settled in on a third-round pick. It is a little weird, but I still think it's addition by subtraction. So every time I turned on a Steeler game, this guy was dropping passes left and right. I mean, just let me look at his box score number. He wasn't that good. He's a classic example of a guy who thinks he's great and he's not. Simple as that for me.
The odds got slightly better for them to make the playoffs. They went from, I believe, 154 yesterday to plus 150. You look at the win total for Pittsburgh right now. Over 8.5 is now plus 120, Scott. Still juice to the under at minus 140. So that's the Pittsburgh side of things. For Dallas, I've heard throughout the morning that this makes Dallas an immediate contender.
Oh,
I never thought that Dallas had problems on the offensive side of the ball. We knew that Dallas could score points with Dak Prescott as long as he's there. It's the defense, Scotty. This team is not going to get to 8 wins until the defense gets better, and this doesn't help you in any capacity.
Yeah. I mean, they're making George Pickens to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, the guy had 59 receptions last year, you know, on a team that didn't want to throw the football a little bit, right? I mean, where was he at the end of the year when they're fighting for a playoff spot or even in the postseason? I don't think he's that good, Joe. I just don't. What do you have? 3 touchdown receptions all year. 3. And that, to me, is the mark. You can have receptions. All right, we'll throw the football to you because you went 2 yards over the line of scrimmage and the defensive back is playing 5 yards back. I don't care about that, even though he only had 59. It's the touchdown reception. Where is he in the red zone? Can you count on him in the red zone? Can he take a 10-yard pass and go 90? All the answers are like, no, no, no. So is he going to be able to fit in down in Dallas? Maybe. CeeDee Lamb, he's got his money already, so he should be content on that. He is working on the last year of a contract, which theoretically is a good position to be in if you're the team because you know this guy wants to do well heading into free agency next year. But you're right, it's the defensive side for Dallas. I'm not worried about the offense. And if I am, it's the running back position. It's not the wide receivers or tight ends.
So let me ask you this then, Scott. If we were to take Dak Prescott's passing totals, right, which we looked at throughout the week, 3,800.5 at minus 114 either way. George Pickens helps them get closer to that? I mean, there's no there's no guarantee, right? I mean, we believe as long as he's playing 17 games, he should blow through this number. So does this add that and help you make that bet a little bit quicker than maybe last week?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely does, right? You know, theoretically, this is a great spot for Pickens because now he's not a number one, right? But could he be a number two maybe? Okay, yeah. But he was trying to be, he was being put in a number one spot in Pittsburgh, and he wasn't that. So now he's got CeeDee Lamb getting all the attention. So now he's going to have the single coverage. So he should get decent numbers, and that should help Prescott. I would think so.
Yeah, we'll see. We're just getting started here on Football Full Circle. We'll dive more into the Dallas numbers. We'll also look at the make and miss playoffs. We'll have some parlays to put together right here on Football Full Circle. Coming back with more AFC and NFC odds. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, back on Football Full Circle, talking about the trade from George Pickens from Pittsburgh to Dallas. Does it elevate Dallas into a playoff contender and, more importantly, a championship contender? Scott and I don't believe that right here, right now. Does it elevate Dak Prescott and potentially his passing totals and touchdowns? That's the conversation we're going to have. 3,800.5 is his number right now on FanDuel. Scott and I believe as long as he plays 17 games, he should get through that number. Now, Scott, they don't have him listed. But if I were to tell you Dak Prescott to potentially throw 35 touchdown passes, where do you figure that line is? Do you figure it's in the area of 8 to 10 to 1? They have Cam Ward at 15 to 1 to throw for 35.
Wow. Well, you don't know what you're getting out of Cam Ward, right? So as long as Dak, he's hit that number twice in his career, including 2 years ago. So
right.
Last full season, he had 36. So he is capable. He had 37 in another season. You got Schottenheimer coming in, you know, trying to make a name for himself, right? All the criticism on why he's the head coach. So up 20, fourth quarter, are they still throwing the football just to give Dak some bigger numbers? Maybe. So, I you know, can he get there? Yeah. What would be the payoff? I don't know if it would be 10 to 1. I think it would be closer to, like, maybe what? 4 to 1.
Really? See, now this is a conversation.
Well, what's your normal number going to be? Is the normal number going to be, what, 27, 28?
You're right. So let's talk about this, and I'll give you some comparable, veteran quarterbacks, and this is why I think it's intriguing. You got Lamar, obviously, as the front runner, right, at plus 310. This is for 35 touchdown passes in 2025. He had 41 last year. Pat Mahomes, plus 360. Josh Allen, plus 410. Okay, you say, all right, those are the three best quarterbacks potentially in all of NFL. We don't have Joe Burrow listed. Why? Because I'm sure there's exposure. Sam Darnold's 12 to 1. Jalen Hurts, Scotty, 13 to 1. Now, I understand they want to run the football with Saquon Barkley, but he's still possible. With both of those wide receivers, and now Philly just potentially re-signs Dallas Goedert, which obviously makes their tight end position stronger heading into the season with Goddard coming back. Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, knowing that Barkley can catch the football out of the backfield. Jalen Hurts at 13-1. I mean, so do you think Dak would be more in the area of Lamar, Pat, and Josh? Or is he more in the area in between Sam Darnold and Jalen Hurts that have 12 and 13-1 respectively?
Yeah, I think he's closer to Lamar and those guys. I mean, he's better than Sam Darnold, right? I mean, you know, the only five guys threw for 35 last year. Sam Darnold was one of them, along with Goff, Jackson, and Mayfield, and Joey B. So, but I would be 10-1 for a guy who's done it already twice. And you pick up Pickens, which, you know, for better or worse, you know, people are going to think that's going to be much, much better for him, which, you know, obviously it is. So, I tell you what, if it was 10-1, I'd be all over that. I'm thinking, give me some of the other guys. Like, you, what are some of the lower numbers?
There aren't any. I wish there's nobody listed. That's what I find crazy, is that there's no Joe Burrow. There's no Jared Goff. There's no Matt Stafford. This is all we have in terms of the market. You know, Lamar, Pat, Josh, Darnold, Jalen Hurts, Cam Ward. 40 touchdowns doesn't even have Burrow, Stafford, or Goff. Josh Allen to throw for 40 is 11-1. Jalen Hurts to throw for 40 is 31-1. Cam Ward throw for 40, 34-1. Mahomes is 10-1.
Now, Mahomes, it could be. Could get both wide receivers back. But I can understand why they wouldn't put a no up there, because then you'd gamble and say, okay, I'll take my chances. Maybe the guy gets hurt. You know, so I can understand why they wouldn't put a no bet up there. But I don't understand why they wouldn't put a yes bet up there.
Yeah.
Unless they can't figure out the numbers.
So if I gave you a number on Dak Prescott.
6-1. 6-1. Six and a half to one. 35 is not that many. Right? It's not like, you know, five guys did do it last year.
If I gave you Dak Prescott 15-1 to throw for 40, would you take it?
What happened to 35? Now we're jumping up to 40, okay?
Well, the 40 market is – I'm just curious, because the 40 market has Allen at 11-1, Sam Darnold at 30-1. So you figure that Dak would be in the middle of Darnold and obviously Josh Allen. So I'm trying to price it. If I gave you 16, 17-1 – do you think it's doable now with George Pickens in that lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would have done it with or without Pickens. Listen, if Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield can throw for 41 touchdown passes last year, then Dak could as well. So I would take that, anything over 10-1.
It's possible. All right, here we go. You ready? My first make the playoffs parlay. Juicy, Scotty, very juicy. The four-teamer. I got Cincinnati. I got Tampa Bay. I got the Arizona Cardinals. And I got the New York Jets at plus 42.98.
That's your favorite one. That's the one that you really think seriously that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Wow. You got two stiffs in there. You got the Jets and Arizona. You doubled down on stupidity on that one. All right.
I love Arizona this year. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I know.
I don't know why.
Kyler Murray. I love both quarterbacks that you hate. I don't love Kyler Murray. I'll agree with you there. I love Justin Fields. But I actually think they have the pieces to potentially challenge, not just for a wild card. They can make the playoffs by winning the division.
All right. You want my best one or my long shot to make the best one? How's this going to lose? Buffalo minus 750. Eagles minus 420. Your Bengals, the Bungles, minus 166. And the Houston Texans minus 142. That pays plus 332.
Not bad. Not bad. We'll talk about it on the backside, about potentially which team could be on the outside looking in. Could it be Buffalo, or is it more the Houston Texans without their former OC Bobby Slowick? We'll come back and talk about it right here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, continuing the conversation, we left off talking about our favorite parlays to make the playoffs. Scott had a pretty good one. He had what, the Bills, the Eagles, the Bengals, and who was the last one? The Texans, Scotty?
Houston. Yeah, Houston. So that, no, because they're still in a bad division. So they're actually giving you a pretty good number, minus 142 on that. I mean, you know, Jacksonville, you know, are they going to be any better this year than last year? Maybe, but, you know, Colts still stink. And, you know, so Tennessee's not going to make the postseason, right? So how is it Houston not going to win that division? Minus 142 on that one. That's like a decent one to play straight, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's
but yeah,
not
it pays
bad,
332. Scotty.
Well, here's the, you asked me where the liability is, right?
Yeah.
So let's look at it. Obviously, I think Cincinnati and the Eagles are a lock. Buffalo, I don't even if James Cook decides to walk out tomorrow, there's still potentially the ability to win 11 games in the East, right? They own the Miami Dolphins for the most part. They can go toe-to-toe with the Patriots, Jets. Might be difficult one game, but at the end of the day, they can probably go 5-1 in the division. Houston is interesting, and the reason why I say that is we saw a little bit of a regression from C.J. Stroud, right? Bobby Slowick 2 years ago could have wrote his ticket anywhere, could have been a head coach potentially if he would have taken a job and walked out after 1 year as the offensive coordinator. He decides to stay. They regress. They became more of a, I want to say, balanced offense with Joe Mixon. He gets fired at the end of the year. They hire then the Rams tight end coach and passing game coordinator, Nick Caley. Slowick goes to the Dolphins as passing game coordinator. They lose Laremy Tunsil. Is there the potential maybe for Houston to regress to similar what we saw of Jacksonville a couple of years ago, where maybe they start fast, and maybe they're just an 8 or 9 win football team and on the outside looking in?
Yeah, you know, that division, Joe, though, I mean, are they going to go maybe 4-2? You know, and I think that's being generous as far as losses are concerned. I mean, you're looking at 5-1 in that division, but we'll say 4-2. You know, honestly, is Tennessee going to win the division? No, right? So let's just vote. So now you're down to the Colts with Danny Nichols and Anthony Richardson, who stinks. Jacksonville would be the one, but then they just released Gabe Davis today. You saw that story.
Right.
So
yeah.
I know they got Hunter and they want to team him up with Brian Thomas. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch, I will say. But I still think they're the class of the division. I think it was just a natural, like, first step, great first year. Second step, take a little bit of a step backwards, but they still made the playoffs, still won the division, still the same record. And I think third year they bounce back and you know, take that next step and be a really good football team to the point of winning that division. So if you ask me which one would be the one for me would probably be the Bungles, as much as I like them. But is the defense any better this year than it was last year? No, right? I mean, they right. lost a lot of games. Patriots at home to open up the season. They lost a lot of bad games. But if the defense hasn't improved, and I don't think it has that much, You know, could you see the same scenario playing out in that division and the AFC? Absolutely. They would be the one for me.
All right, here's another one that I put together that I think has life. You ready?
Yeah.
This one is a little out there. It's, again, got two locks, we think, and two potentially maybe, you know, outside dogs. So Cincinnati and the Eagles to make the playoffs. And then the Jaguars and Commanders, that pays plus 998.
Jaguars and Commanders. You know, that's not too crazy. I got Jacksonville in one of mine that we'll get to in a little bit. You know, you got two. I do think Washington's going to come back to the pack. I know, but they won a lot of close games
where?
Last year.
8-9 wins?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they won so many close games last year, so many, that it's just like now they got a tougher schedule to think they're going to get all the breaks that they got last year. NFC is a little tougher. That's the one I worry about Washington, even though I love Jaden Daniels.
All right, what's your second best one? To make the playoffs, then we'll do the miss. Go ahead.
Right. All right, this one also is going to pay about 909. L.A. Rams.
Okay.
Minus 180, like that. Tampa Bay, which to me is still the class of the NFC South. Chargers at basically pick them, minus 114. Little surprise. Like that's a really good price. And then Green Bay at minus 105.
Ooh, I'm shocked about the Green Bay price. That's a little fishy, and we could come back. Why is Green Bay being priced at minus 105 to make the playoffs? Seems like a hook to me. We'll come back and talk about it right here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, continuing the make the playoffs parlay that Scott and I both put together, and this is great. On FanDuel, if you haven't seen it, go to playoffs. They have make and miss. They have a ton of numbers for all 32 teams. The good part is, even if you get negative and minus money, like Philadelphia minus 420 to potentially make the playoffs, or Kansas City as well, you can parlay them with two or three or four teams and get plus money. So Scott's last one, I believe, what had Green Bay in it and minus 105, the Rams, Scotty, and who else?
Tampa Bay minus 140 and the Chargers minus 114 pays 909.
Look, that's not bad. It's not bad. You know, when you think about it and the exposure for both Green Bay and LA, in my opinion, obviously their quarterbacks, Stafford getting older, you know, can he make it through 17 games? As long as he's healthy, they have a great shot. They won the division last year, back-to-back 10-7 seasons. They beat Minnesota in the playoff game. On the flip side, when you look at Green Bay, can Jordan Love stay healthy? That is a pretty intriguing number when you think about how good Green Bay could be when they're hitting on all cylinders, right? Why are they getting such a discount behind the likes of Washington and Tampa Bay and even the Rams when you think about it? Significantly, it's not, I mean, Green Bay's minus 105. You look at LA is minus 180, Tampa Bay minus 140. I figured they'd be at least in the area minus 120, 130, Scott.
Yeah, doesn't make much sense. I mean, you know, you throw in Minnesota could take a major step back. You don't know about the Bears, and the Lions will be good, obviously, but it's not like you're in a division where you have three other monster teams. I mean, minus 105. And again, this is not to win the division. This is just to make the playoffs. So, I think a lot of these numbers are pretty good. I mean, Tampa Bay minus 40. Who's not winning? Tampa Bay's not winning that division.
I know.
Atlanta,
I know.
Maybe Atlanta, right? But it's not. That's definitely not going to be Carolina or the Saints. So that's halfway decent. Chargers made the playoffs last year. Why wouldn't they make the playoffs this year? Minus 114. So
it's a great
I like
look.
That one.
So in all three of my to make the playoffs parlay, I keyed the Eagles and Bengals. So all three, right? The 42-50 straight through the 990 in this one. So Eagles and Bengals, to me, those are the locks. I think both of those teams will make it. Then I sprinkled in the Chargers with Herbert and knowing Harbaugh in year two, and I took a long shot, the Panthers. That pays $1,160, Scott. So if you're saying what team outside of Tampa Bay potentially could be that team, yeah, maybe it could be Atlanta. We don't think it's going to obviously be Kellen Moore in New Orleans, but Carolina has a good nucleus. I'd rather take the shot, especially when you look at their odds to make the playoffs, plus 245, Scott.
Yeah, all right. That's not bad. Obviously, the Chargers I do like. Carolina would be the outlier. But, you know, one of these last place teams is going to win the division. And they don't, again, they don't have to win the division. They can get in as a wild card, although chances are you're probably only going to get one team out of there. But you never know. That's not bad. All right, here's my my real long shot.
Go ahead.
Jacksonville plus 160.
Okay.
We're buying the Ben Johnson Kool-Aid. Chicago plus 160 and change, 168.
Mm-hmm.
Really drinking the Kool-Aid. Dallas plus 150 and change.
Okay.
And then you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The New York Football Giants at plus 820. That wow. Little parlay pays 227 to 1.
All right, 227 to 1. Where's the exposure? All right, I like it. I like it. So where do you feel is the weakest leg out of those? If you're looking at it objectively. Well, come on.
The problem is I got two out of the NFC East, and one of them isn't Washington or Philadelphia. So, you know, is the NFC East going to get three teams, or am I counting on Philadelphia, Washington to come back to the pack? I'm counting on them coming back to the pack. Maybe an injury to hurt, something along those lines, right? So I like Jacksonville, you know, new coach or whatever. Maybe they can get in. Chicago, second year for Caleb Williams. You know, the offense should be better. They really improved their offensive line. You know, you got the genius in there now. So I like that. It would be one of the two between Dallas and the Giants. Again, because you're asking basically three teams to come out of the NFC East. Could happen, okay. But
could
not
happen.
Easy.
All right, let's turn our attention to miss the playoffs, Scotty. Here's my first one. Okay. I got to cast the usual suspects. Patriots. Okay. Now, Patriots, I believe were, let me just give you the Patriots, minus
crazy
205.
Number.
Minus yeah. 205 with a 7.5 win total. Are Miami Dolphins at minus 220? I think there's absolutely no shot that McDaniel even makes it through the year. Atlanta, minus 172. And I'm going to give you one that's got plus money, and I'm going to get bashed. San Francisco at plus 140. That pays 890, Scott. Too many question marks with the 49ers. Is Christian McCaffrey good? Is Kittle healthy? Is Ayuk good? I'm not so sure. I don't know. I'd rather take that shot that they missed the playoffs.
Yeah, I like that. Traded away Debo, right? So one less weapon. They got the Brock Purdy nonsense hanging over their head. I know they said they want to re-sign him, but they haven't yet. So this could be a make or break year. I could see that happening. I could.
All right,
how about this one?
890.
It's 890. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Okay.
All right. New England. I got a four-legger here. Same thing. Minus 205 on New England. How are the Patriots making the playoffs in the AFC?
I'm
amazed they're over-under a 7.5. I mean, I don't see them being 8 and 9. I really don't. But New England minus 205. Raiders minus 375. Tennessee minus 650. And you're going to like this one. Arizona minus 170. That plays plus 290.
So you're dead against Arizona. So I think your liability is. I think your liability is Arizona. You know that. I expect them to really overexceed expectations. But now we're still. You know why I like these bets, Scott? Because these bets are year long, right? So not even win totals. It's hey, they could have a good winning record, but if they're not as good as some of the other teams in their conference, they're going to miss out. So I like this better than just potentially, you know, the win totals or the divisional odds or conference odds. This gives you an added mix where something could break your way and through the tiebreakers, you still have a shot to potentially win the bet. All right, here's my bet number two. Miss the playoffs. I'm going to take the two teams that traded today, Dallas and Pittsburgh. I think both have no shot with or without George Pickens to make the playoffs. I think Tomlin potentially could be dead man walking. I think he's punched himself out. I think there's no identity of this team. How does the team have any continuity heading into this year when you don't even know who your quarterback is? And then that quarterback, if it's Aaron Rodgers, is going to walk on his white horse into the locker room. Dallas, I'm not buying Schottenheimer. I'm not buying their defense. How about this? Detroit and Miami, Scott, pays 10-13. I'm not suggesting Detroit is terrible, but when you're up at a pinnacle and you haven't broken through for a team like Detroit, I know they have the playmakers, but there's the potential with a new OC in D.C. to potentially just implode.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's the one, right? That's what's making it close to 10-1. So could it happen? Hey, I mean, you look at it this way. You look at the NFC's getting better. You got to figure, Green Bay's going to be halfway decent, despite what these odds say, right? You hope Minnesota does well and they don't, take too much of a step backwards. And you get the progression of the Chicago Bears. So division, you don't win. Wild card, you got Philadelphia, you got Washington, you got the team. It could happen. It would take a little something, but I got them in one of mine as well. So it's a possibility.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk more Miss the Playoff parlays coming right back on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, back on Football Full Circle, talking about the Miss the Playoff odds. Scotty, your last one had, which was the last one that you put in?
That was the one that my kind of the best one. We had New England, Raiders, Tennessee, and Arizona. So my next one pays, I'll give you the teams first. New England, minus 205. I doubled down on the Patriots. I think that's a great number, unless something crazy happens. I just don't see the Patriots making the playoffs. I'm with you with Pittsburgh, minus 2-1. Indianapolis, minus 225. I'm not a big Danny Nichols fan, so I don't think they're going to all of a sudden turn it around, even though they should really have a halfway decent team. And then the last one, Denver, minus 115.
Okay.
I think you are going to get it. They won so many close games, low scoring games last year, the natural regression, second year quarterback. That pays plus 674.
Okay. Here's one that I like as well. It's got six legs. Okay. Ooh. And they're very chalky. Okay. Tennessee to miss the playoffs, New Orleans to miss the playoffs, Raiders to miss the playoffs, Patriots to miss the playoffs, Steelers to miss the playoffs, and the Bears to miss the playoffs at plus 659, Scotty.
659. All right. The one that I think would get you would be the Bears, if I had to pick one.
Over the Steelers,
Yeah, let's use best case scenario for all these teams. Tennessee's not making the playoffs, right? Even the Raiders.
So if I take the Bears out of it, it's plus 378. Better?
Mm. Yeah, but I'd keep the Bears in to double my odds.
Right.
I'm not doubling that much.
Right. Not double them, but at least you have a little more bite. On $100, it pays 700 at least. 200, you're looking more at 1400. That's still more bang for the buck than what you're looking at plus 358. And to tie it up for basically 8 or 9 months, right? That's the problem when you make these is, that's why I like some of the plus money, where if you think you're getting a good value on a team, like in my opinion, in Atlanta, to make the playoffs, you make the bet now and they get a hot start, those odds are going to change. I wonder if FanDuel will do this throughout the year, like where they keep the market open. You think there's some market they keep open, or do you feel like they potentially close it after 1 or 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would, you can adjust the odds. I marvel that sometimes they have bets and other times they don't have bets. So I would think they would keep this open.
It is interesting.
Each win, it would change a little bit, like everything else, right? They keep the over-unders open on win totals. That adjusts as every week goes by. So if they're going to keep that open, then I would think they would keep this open. I got one more. I got a long shot for you. Not a super long shot, but a long shot. To not make the playoffs. Minnesota minus 180.
Not bad.
I like that. All right. Washington at even money. I do think tougher schedule this year, a little regression.
Okay. All right.
San Fran at plus 140. And I think, as we talked about, and then I'll throw Detroit in there as well at plus 210.
Wow. So not just one, but two of the top favorites in the NFC outside the defending champ, Philadelphia Eagles, to not make the playoffs. And what does that pay?
38-1.
That's a great number. You have time is on your side. That's the one thing, right? You get one injury, unfortunately, for either one of the starters, and we're not hoping on that, but that would make that bet in a heartbeat where all of a sudden, you know, you have one major injury. And that's why I think it is good to maybe take a bet on some of the favorites, because we don't know, right? Stafford's been injury prone. Jordan Love's been injury prone. You know, who else? Kyler's been, you know, injury prone. So you don't know. Tua, obviously, for the Dolphins, right? Are they going to make it through a full season? Lamar, you could put Baltimore in there. Without Lamar Jackson, for the most part, Baltimore's not going to the playoffs, even though Derrick Henry's there. You know, the significant drop-off in quarterback play would keep them out for the most part. Same thing with Buffalo and Josh Allen, although he's the Iron Man when you look at it. What about Kansas City to miss out, Scott? What if we did that?
I thought about that. I did, you know, but man, it's still Mahomes. But I don't think they're going to be as good. I don't know what this loss does. You know, when you're so successful and you win so many Super Bowls and then you lose one, you know, you have the motivation to win three in a row. No one's ever done that. And that fails. And then it's like, all right, we got to go back to square one again. And now we got to win. Like, they've won Super Bowl. That's not the incentive. They were looking for a challenge, right? And winning three in a row was the challenge. So now they got to go all. It's like those ladder plays. You know, when you double your bet and you get to like step number seven and then you lose, and you're like, oh, I got to go all the way back to step one again. So say that with Kansas City, right? You know, we got to go all the way back to winning one Super Bowl. Almost like that doesn't count anymore. So it's hard to bet against Kansas City. But it wouldn't shock me. You know, Andy Reid, 1 year older. Is he still motivated? On paper,
3-1, but fourth best number or fourth worst number, depending on it. 3-1 behind the Eagles, Baltimore, and Buffalo. So the book believes, obviously, Baltimore and Buffalo, stronger teams this year, even though Kansas City's been to the AFC Championship, what, seven of the last years? Seven seasons. So,
but I will say this, you know, the other thing, Joe, for them to not make it is that they're finally, you know, in the division that's actually halfway decent now. You know, for the last 3, 4, 5 years, you know, Raiders been awful, Denver's been awful, and the Chargers have been, you know, okay, obviously, but not, you know, they should be obviously better with Harbaugh. Raiders have shown a little something with Gino. At least they're not the pushover as they were before. And then obviously the Broncos have turned things around. So that all leads into maybe things not going the right way. Maybe you're not going to go 5-0 or 5-1 or even 6-0 as they've done in the division.
Yeah, no, it's a great point, right? And you look at the quarterbacks that are in the division now, experience for Geno Smith, Justin Herbert, and Bo Nix. Always the potential where maybe Kansas City struggles. Won a lot of games in the final couple of minutes. Very close matchups. We'll see if they could do it this season. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. Maybe some trivia coming up next on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, we're going to continue to put together parlays throughout the week. Scott and I will be here tomorrow. We'll get some other things cooked up, but we've been doing some trivia as it relates to the player props for 2025. So this player last year, Scott, completed 65% of his passes, 3,864 yards, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Want to take a guess on the quarterback that it is?
3,800 yards, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Oh, I know. C.J. Stroud.
Nope. Brock Purdy.
Nope.
And his number, Scotty, here's interesting. His number this year, 3,850.5, didn't move at all. What do you think about that? When we think about all the regression from some of the top quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, 700 yards. Dak Prescott, 600 or 700 yards. Joe Burrow, 800 yards. Pat Mahomes, 400 or 500 yards. The fact that Brock Purdy stayed basically even and didn't even move based off of last year's production tells you what?
I don't know, because all the others were generally lower. So I think that much of Brock Purdy that they're going to make it the same, or is his number so low that they can't go any lower? You know, you get a healthy Christian McCaffrey, he's not going to be throwing the ball as much. You get less receivers, you know, trading Deebo Samuel away. I don't know what they really, you know, they supposedly want to re-sign him, but again, they haven't. Last year of his contract. You know, so it's in a walk, you know, technically walk year, I suppose. But they could obviously franchise them if they wanted to. I think I'd stay away from that.
I don't know. It seems odd to me, right? Why is it exactly almost the same amount that he had last year? And if you're expecting them to be stronger, right, meaning health wise, with all the injuries, he should be 3,900 or 4,000, right? Why is he priced even? I think I would sell that number, Scott.
I think I would go under.
To look at, right?
Yeah. Doesn't smell right. And like I said, if McCaffrey can stay healthy, then they'll be throwing the ball less anyway, since he missed a good portion of the season. They had to throw a little bit more. So yeah, that's a rare one where I think I would go under with him. Funny, those numbers are very similar to C.J. Stroud. I know Stroud had like 20 and 12. That's why I thought sure it was him.
Yeah. So we brought up George Pickens at the start of the show, right, being traded from Pittsburgh to Dallas. They tacked a total on his receiving yards. FanDuel, 950.5. 950.5 minus 114 either way.
I think I'd go under. I think I know a lot of you. Yeah. He stinks. I'm not a big fan of his. I mean, theoretically, he should do well because, again, they got CD now on the other side, so he's not going to get all the attention that he got in Pittsburgh. And you got a quarterback this year that can throw the football to him, unlike maybe last year with Russell.
Cooper Rush. I was just saying, well, Cooper Rush was hurt, you know, took over for Dak. So, right.
Right, but it's Dak,
Russell
Dak
Wilson.
Year.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So... he should, but 1,000 yards. I mean, listen, it's not easy to get 1,000 yards. Our boy Tyreek Hill didn't get 1,000 yards last year.
If George Pickens is at 950, would you make then what? CD at 1,100?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
1,150. Right? Yeah. So CD last year, and he was hurt towards the end of last season, 1,194 on 101 receptions. He's blown through that number of 1,100 in four straight years. 1,102, 1,359, 1,749, and 1,194. I think I might take his touchdowns this year, Scott, as opposed to the yardage for CD. If you give me like something, well, touchdowns, he's only got one double-digit season where he's got 12 back a couple of years ago. Last year was 6, 2022 was 9, 21 was 6. And 2020 was 5.
Wow. What do you think it'll be? 7? No, it can't be 7, right?
It's got 9.5?
9.5? Something like that? Not 10. A little surprising, right? You think these guys would get more touchdowns than that in 18 games.
Maybe they make it 8.5. If they made it 8.5, which would be right in line, I think I might jump on that total. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about it tomorrow. We'll be here right here on Football Full Circle. For Scott Wetzel, Danny Ohlers, I'm Lisi. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.